honey. I'm home early. Sweetheart?
Hey, there you are, beautiful. How's the best partner on earth on this lovely evening? I'm glad. I know you really needed today to rest and refresh from all the work your boss dumps on you all the time. Mine was okay, but much better now that I'm home with you. Not too much happened, aside from the usual cacophony of gossip and managers attempting to piggyback off the projects they assign. It was fairly uneventful. No, it's okay, sweetness. You didn't do anything wrong. If anything, having you to come home to does a world of good. No matter what happens at work, you always bring a smile to my face at the end of the day. By the way, I thought you were going to spend your day off with self-care, TLC, and laziness. I see an extra glow on your cheeks and you're in one of my shirts, but what happened to takeout? Aww, you still wanted to make us dinner? Well, what is it? It's hard to see through the pot lids. Lasagna? Color me impressed. Can I taste it yet? Okay. I'll be patient. God, I really don't deserve you. Come here. You are beyond perfect, my love. Magnificent. Exemplary. Incomparable. Thank you so much for making dinner tonight, sweetheart. I know we haven't had much time to ourselves with work keeping us busy, so I really appreciate this. I love you so much. I'm so glad you're mine. And I have the perfect way to show how thankful I am for you and all that you do for me. You'll see in just a second. I'm gonna stand behind you while you keep doing your thing, yeah? What? I'm not teasing. I'm just giving my lovely partner some well-deserved affection for being so perfect. Starting with your favorite neck kisses. Damn, gorgeous. What would I do without you? You finally get a day off. Have the whole day to relax and unwind. And you still decide to make dinner for us. And you smell so good from your spa day. And your skin, so soft and warm in my hands. I want to savor this body and all the amazing things it can do. You're right. This isn't a normal thank you, but it's my special way of appreciating the most important person in my life. I have to do more than just say thank you, help clean up, and kiss you until my lips are sore. You deserve to be loved, ravished, and serviced like the good little angel you are. My angel. I wonder if you're getting wet just thinking about all the things you want me to do to you tonight. You want me to disregard this delicious meal you've been making, take you right against the counter, and make you come over and over and over until I'm holding you up for support. Is that right? Is the anticipation driving you wild? Is that the reason you're swaying against me and squeezing your thighs together right now? You only do that when you're getting worked up. Let's check, shall we? Fuck, you're soaking through your panties, my love. Did my words affect you that much? Did the stimulation from these soft, sexy thighs get you pent up? You missed me, hmm? Or was this your plan all along? For me to get you like this, cheeks hot from the stove and my words in your ears, wearing just my shirt and underwear, trying to be so good by making us dinner, and you can't help but get needy for me. What is it, gorgeous? What are all the pleases for? Use your words, or you can't get what you want. You know that. No matter how good you've been today, you still have to answer me properly. Oh, honey, I'd love to, but don't you think we're cutting it a bit close? We are still in the kitchen, and dinner isn't ready yet. We don't want to create too big of a mess before we get to eat, or get so distracted we cause a fire. How about this? We'll save that hard fuck you so desperately crave for after dinner, and I give you an appetizer instead. You'll see. How long until everything's done? Great. Set the baking timer for me. Don't worry about who, what, when, where, why, and how, sweetness. Just let me pleasure you. I want my partner to enjoy themselves while we wait for these incredible dishes to finish. You need a break every now and then to just feel good without any obligation. Other than being good for me, that is. And it's such a convenience you don't like wearing pants around the house. Less work for me to reach that sweet pussy of yours. What are you waiting for, love? Turn it on, or we can't get started. Now, let's pull these pretty panties down and shimmy off that shirt and move you to this side of the counter. The apron? I think you should keep it on. I mean, you look ravishing wearing just that, and I know how much of a mess you like to make. Look at you, my beautiful partner, all in your lustful glory, leaning against our kitchen counter, in nothing but the beautiful little apron I bought. I usually love lapping up all your sweet, delicious juices, but I want to watch this stunning face twist in pleasure while I fuck you with my fingers. I want to see every little reaction you make while I take you. Tonight, I want all of your pleasure in my hands, right where it belongs, and I don't want to miss a single thing. Fuck, baby. I barely touched you and you're soaking my fingers, and your clit's all swollen already. Have I been on your mind all day? Or did you play with yourself while I was gone? No. It's perfectly fine that you did. That's nothing to get mad over. In fact, I find it incredibly hot that you couldn't wait for me. Were you still in the bath when you did it? Using one of your waterproof toys between your thighs to take the edge off? Did you satisfy yourself just enough for me to get home and finish taking care of you myself? I bet that's why you were squirming against me as soon as I got through the door. You're gonna have to be a little louder, darling. I can't hear you through all your whimpers. That's what I thought. I'm really gonna have to work hard for your next orgasm, then. It won't be enough for me to just tease your lips, will it? Not even one of my fingers circling your clit, making it nice and hard for me again. Oh, fuck. Damn, baby. I've barely started and you're moaning so pretty for me. Lean against my chest and tilt your head for me. Just relax and enjoy everything you're feeling, sweetness. Feel my lips roaming down your neck. My teeth grazing your skin. My free hand massaging your chest and playing with your nipples. Maybe slip a finger or two inside you while I rub and pinch this sensitive butt in my hand. Yes, that's it, beautiful. You love it when I tease you like this, mixing pain and pleasure so well. All you want is more. Oh, you're clenching so tightly around my fingers, Angel. Are you getting close? Do I have to slow down already? Don't worry, baby, I won't. Not yet, anyways. I want to really coax it out of you. I want to get you so worked up, so sensitized and overstimulated. We both feel your heart pinging against your chest. Then, when you're at the brink and just can't take it anymore, I'll make you come so hard you'll scream and see stars. You like the sound of that, don't you? Being teased to no end and edged with no control of your orgasm. Yeah? How far do you want me to push you, darling? You already feel so fucking tight around my fingers. I don't know how much more you can take. Don't be like that now, love. You weren't this shy when you asked me to fuck you against the counter, remember? Fine, then. I'll just slide out my fingers and grab your chin to make you look at me and tell me what you want. Answer me. Do you want more? Do you want me to bring you back to the edge and keep you until I let you fall? Good. See how much more you can get when you ask for it? Oh, don't worry about me, sweetheart. I've got everything I need right in my hands. Right now, this is all about you and your pleasure. But before we get back to that, we need to address your behavior. Fuck, you weren't ready for that, were you, darling? Getting spanked right on your sensitive clit? How does it feel, baby? Does it feel good for you? Like lightning shooting through your core? This may be fun for you, but take note, little one. This is for not answering me. Closed mouths don't get fed. Silence won't get you more of anything. Do you understand? That's right. You moan so fucking pretty for me. I can hear your body quaking against me, shaking like a leaf from these swats against your pussy. That's it. You can take it. I know it feels so fucking good, but don't you dare come yet. Just keep gasping and whimpering for me while I spank this beautifully swollen clit some more. Was that a growl I just heard? No, I love it. But have patience, sweetheart. Or I'll make you wait even longer to come. By then, you'll be too lost in pain and pleasure to protest. And when I finally take you to the brink of release, I'll stop again. How about I ease off a little bit so you can focus more? I'll just rub your lips to help you come down a bit. No, of course we're not done yet. This is so you can learn to be more patient. I wasn't kidding about edging you until you couldn't take it. And since you're so eager tonight, that might just be the case. I'll make you wait until you're desperate and begging if I have to. But the faster you learn your lesson, the quicker and harder you can come, okay? Good. For now, just feel me slowly caress your folds and avoid your oh-so-sensitive clit. See how much more pleasure you can feel when you're obedient? No, 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 sweetheart. I know you want to come, but it's so much easier to hold out when I'm avoiding your clit, right? Enjoy these soft touches while you can, because I'm going to build you up again and make you come the hardest you ever have before. Oh, what was that? You want more of what, sweetheart? You want me to put my fingers back inside you? Want my fingers to press on that spot that makes your legs buckle? Come on, isn't please, darling. Use your words. Ask me properly. You know how I like it. That's much better. And since you're starting to listen and be obedient again, let me slide my fingers back in this pretty little hole and rub that special spot for you. Oh, fuck. There it is. That's it. Lean against me and squirm while I massage your walls and fuck you with my fingers. You're taking my fingers so well, my love. I love how I'm the only one who can make you feel like this. So sensitive and overstimulated. But you haven't come once since I've been home. That built-up pleasure's almost too much for you, yet you're being so good for me and waiting until I tell you to come. And it'll be all worth it when I have you screaming and coming around my fingers. I think I've made you wait long enough. I'm gonna give you that relief you've been craving, so no more teasing. You ready for it, baby? Lay down on top of the counter. I want to taste you right fucking now. I love how fucking delicious you taste, gorgeous. Fuck yeah. Grind on my face. Buck and ride on my fingers and tongue. Let those growls and moans go, baby. Scream my fucking name. Let the neighbors know who is making you feel this good on our fucking kitchen counter. Fuck my face. Put your hands in my hair and smother me between your thighs while I suck in your swollen clit. Ready to see stars for me, angel? Are you ready to melt and get lost in that pleasure? I can feel how close you are. Come on, let go from me. I need your cum all over my face. Make your juices soak my chin. Be good for me and cum on my tongue and fingers. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Good lord, that was amazing. How are you feeling? Oh, shit. Hang on a second. There. Everything's resting away from the stove and the burners are turned off. Now, come back into my arms and catch your breath with me for a bit. That's it. Just breathe with me and come down from that high. You did so well for me, baby. I love making you feel so good, watching you enjoy every moment. What a lucky day for me. I got to give the love of my life one of the hardest orgasms ever felt, and I got a treat before dinner. Thank you so much again for tonight, my love. And I appreciate you trusting me so much. I don't take it or your pleasure for granted. I know you've never been edged that much before, but I'm really glad you enjoyed it, because I surely savored every torturous second. Well, aren't you the sweetest? We can take care of my excitement after dinner, however you like. Oh, no. I am definitely not done with you tonight. You willingly partook in my borderline sexual torture, so it's only fair I let you reciprocate. You were the appetizer. We will eat and enjoy your delicious-looking main course. And I, if you'd like, will be your dessert. Edge me. Mark me. Rough me up. Make me come. Or don't. It's all up to you. Sounds like a plan. Now, let's hydrate and fuel up before round two. I'm hoping we'll come several times before the sun comes up, but that's up for you to decide. Shall we? Great. Now, you get dressed and I'll grab us some plates and silverware. After I kiss you again.